one of the places at Teen Tech today where I saw people most inspired seemed to be where they were given free rein to create, expand upon, develop, and then market applications. That was down to you and your team, wasn't it?
It was, yes. Hello.
Who are you?
Dave Addy. I run an app development company called Agant, and we've been working with Alison Fielding from Payuda and Justin, one of our developers at Agant, to get kids coming up with ideas for apps, which they have done a ridiculously good job of.
Now, just to kind of protect them and their intellectual property, can you please tell me the apps that you won't be stealing and making yourself that really inspired you today?
Well, one of the best ones, in fact, that the winner of Best App Idea overall was the I've Lost My Glasses app, which is really no more complex than if you're in a restaurant, you've got new glasses and you cannot read the menu, that it would you would enter your prescription and it would magnify whatever text you place underneath it to the level you would need to read them. Really simple. So many people would find it useful. Just a genius application of what the device can do.
I imagine it'd have to have a slightly bigger icon than all the other apps on your phone.
Well, as long as you knew where it was, as long as you knew you could get it from the home button, you'd be fine.
That is genius. There's some really other interesting stuff as well around, I'm not sure they even knew the terminology of near field, but tracking chips via your phone so you could find objects or animals.
Yes, we had two groups. One had the idea of putting a GPS tracker in with your pet, so if your pet got lost, you could find it. Although I just like the idea of seeing where my pet goes, to be honest. That would be fun in itself. And the other group had that NFC approach of applying chips to remotes and other things that always get lost, such that you could use your phone effectively as a detector and find them as you wander around the house. Simple, brilliant.
Fantastic. I once created something that I called the tracker jacket, and it was a dog coat with my old iPhone 3GS on, and I used mobile me to find it. She never ran off when she had the jacket on. I guess she knew she was looking after expensive tech. What about the overall feeling of today for you? How has it felt being a part of Teen Tech? Why do you do it?
Well, it's just really inspiring. I mean, you come along and these kids come up with ideas we would never think of. They come up with problems. They solve their own problems, or they solve problems of their family or problems of their friends that we just wouldn't even think of. And just to see them work as a group, work as a team to come up with that kind of stuff, and then do a pitch for the thing as well. I mean, that they have to get up on stage in front of 100 of their peers and pitch this thing for 45 seconds. They're just so good at it. Every single one of them seemed to have a really neat slogan that summed up what they did in 4 or 5 words. And yeah, it's great.
So what's missing here, I guess, is it the skills to actually go ahead and code these and make these apps themselves?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, kids have clearly got the ideas, very good ideas for actually making these apps, but at the moment they're not learning the skills in school to then actually go and develop them. Partly this is because it's a little bit of a steep barrier to entry to actually get started with coding, and partly because it's just not something that's taught in school at all.
I was having a chat at lunchtime with somebody talking about how enabling it would be to create a database of UK coders with their geographical positions and how much time they would be willing to donate if after hours school class or weekend class or even, you know, midweek during the day, come in, give an hour or 2 hours of your time, because it might be a bit difficult for teachers to suddenly go away and gain these skills. So why not get the people who are doing it now to actually go in and do that? Is there an app for that?
Absolutely. I think it'd be great to get kids to get a lot of developers who I've spoken to, developer events or conferences, who would love to get involved in that kind of thing. Even talking to teachers today, quite a few teachers said this would make a great lesson plan, just to run this kind of session for an hour with kids and get them to come up with their ideas and then pitch them. If we could then bring people in to take those best ideas and help the kids actually make them real, perfect. And there's certainly willing out there in the developer community to do it.
I think you've definitely equipped the teachers today, as well as equipping a lot of the kids. The problem is, when they go back to their respective schools, any teachers that haven't been inspired may be sticking to their old, maybe slightly stale lesson plans, and the kids aren't going to be up for it anymore.
Well, that was the thing. Certainly the kids were the ones who really took to it, and you could kind of see almost with some teachers the penny drop that this was a really good way of particularly doing cross-curricular activities, because it involves design, it involves ideas, tech thinking, presentation skills, you know, all these different skills brought together in one thing. And actually that's really good as a lesson plan, because you're not just teaching one stream, you're actually bringing all those things together.
Wow. Well, I think if you know, 25% of the kids that were in that room today went out into science, technology, engineering, the country would definitely, well, Great Britain in general would definitely be better off for it, don't you think?
Absolutely, yes. I hope they will.
You said absolutely then. I like your thinking.
It's become instinctive. I can't help it.
Thanks very much, Dave. Speak to you later.
No problem. Thank you.